I've seen you quoted as saying there are people in the administration who have wanted to go to war in Venezuela for some time. Who are you talking about?
I think it's clear that Senator Rubio, as a senator, was very much an advocate of regime change. This was at odds, really, with President Trump. And so when he was picked, a lot of people who had been supportive of President Trump were, oh, my goodness, they're picking someone much more hawkish and much more eager to be involved and to intervene in other countries. And so people worried. And then the first year or so, people are like, oh, well, Rubio's done a good job on foreign aid, and they've cut back on all of the abuse of these NGOs around the world. And I think the people supporting the president have been very supportive of the Secretary of State. But I think once there's an invasion of Venezuela, or if they decide to re-up the subsidies and the gifts to Ukraine, I think you'll see a splintering and a fracturing of the movement that has supported the president, because I think a lot of people, including myself, were attracted to the president because of his reticence to get us involved in foreign war.